WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's 117 in the AM on this wonderful evening. It's April the 9th, 2008. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. Thank you, Christine. Check out Christine Vitale on Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., giving you the best in doo-wop R&B vocal group harmony. You know how it goes down each and every Sunday night with Miss Christine Vitale on Sundays, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thanks, Chris. All right, my name is Tony Smith. My co-hosts are on their way. JP and Don Corey will be in soon. We have a lot to talk about tonight, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We're going to have a good time this morning, so stop yawning. 118 in the AM. Numbers 201-692-2012. Going to kick this morning off with brand new music from Angela Christie from her brand new CD titled The Breath of Life. Here's the song entitled Because of Who You Are, right here on the Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM.
Thank you. I heard some news from a friend of mine, struggling with the woes of life, just broken down as rain kept steady pouring. We questioned and we philosophized, but the only truth that we surmised is rain will fall so the rose will keep on growing. Sometimes it's hard to understand how fate can deal with such a heavy hand. Yeah. But in the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, all you need is the comfort of a friend. And in the end, you won't break 'cause you're learning how to bend. And the hand of God will guide you always in the end. Now I know a woman so abused by the hands and words her husband used, till the day would come when she could take no more. With two little girls she was left to feed, she taught them strength, self-esteem. Now she's an inspiration to everyone she meets. Yeah. I know that life has a funny way of bringing out the best by bringing all the pain. But in the end, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, every answer is written on the wind. And in the end, looking back, you can finally understand. He was always there beside you. You'll see. 'Cause I know the fight when you struggle every morning, just to face that world one more day. And you're holding on to life while a northern wind is blowing. Just believe your help is on the way. Yes. Oh, oh, oh. In the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, you're gonna get there no matter where you've been. 'Cause in the end, well, the one truth is love will always win. And the hand of God will guide you. Just believe and let him in. 'Cause in the end, well, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, well, every answer's written on the wind. And in the end, just look back and I swear you'll understand. He was always there beside you. Heard some news from a friend of mine.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Eric Benet, and you know you're rolling with my man Tony Smith on WFDU 89.1 Gospel FM.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's 135 in the morning. How y'all doing this morning? Hope y'all doing well. It's all good here in the hood of Teaneck, New Jersey. We're not really in the hood, but it's all good anyway. That was music coming to you from Mr. Eric Benet, the song entitled In the End. Before that, Ralph Lofton, fantastic organist, producer extraordinaire, coming to you from the Tennessee area, gave you the song Just Want to Praise You. And we open up Gospel Jazz Nations this morning with Angela Christie, coming to you from the ATL, the song entitled Because of Who You Are. 1:36 in the AM. Man, bunch of shout outs to give out this morning. Telling you, it's going to be a busy show today, y'all. Shout out to Sister Nicole from Westchester, Mount Vernon. She just gave a quick call in. Going to try and hang out with us for a little bit. How you doing, Nicole? Yeah, the crew's in here. Got the full crew in this morning. We'll be with them in just a second. Also, shout out to Sister Ruth Myro. Ruth, I just emailed you a song that you requested. Got a different title to that song from Marvin Sapp. So check your email. Let me know if that's the song you're looking for, all right? Shout out to my Aunt Gwen listening in from home. She is not working tonight over there in Augusta, GA, but it's all good. Anyway, thanks for tuning in for a little bit, Gwen. And a brand new listener on the scene, Sister Sherry and DJ Epic, tuning in from L.A., Los Angeles, California, from the West Coast. How y'all doing this morning? Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you're going to enjoy the show for a little bit, all right? Thank y'all. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM, transmitting from Teaneck, New Jersey, the New York City metro area. You know how we do. But anyway, the crew's in the house this morning. JP's in the house.
What's going on?
All right, JP, how you doing, my friend?
Everything's good.
All right. Don Corey's back on the States. What's going on, brother?
In the States?
Well, you know, I'm trying to big you up, man. You know, you were just in Virginia, right?
Yeah. All right. Fredericksburg area.
All right. How did it go, man?
It was great.
Awesome?
Awesome.
Go ahead, speak up a little bit there, man.
It was awesome.
All right, that's right. People want to hear what you're saying.
I thought I was talking loud enough. Sorry.
No, you're not. You're not. You get a cat nap in today, Don Corey?
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay. And Cynthia's in the house. City girl Cynthia came on through. How you doing, girl?
I'm okay.
All right. Good to see you.
Same here. Oh, I'm sorry.
This thing on?
Cricket.
It's radio, not TV, Cynthia.
Oh, please. I'm on Bermuda time, so.
Okay, I know what you mean.
You just got back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, we had a wonderful homegoing celebration for Pastor Micah Chandler on Sunday on the island of Bermuda at St. Paul Centennial Hall. And we had a great time out there. It was good seeing everybody. Once again, shout out to Sister Donna Chandler and all of Brother Micah Chandler's family. I mean, this is the first time meeting his family, his brothers, Brother Paul and Brother Jeff. And speaking of Jeff, Jeff lives right here, right around the corner from the station. He's here in Hackensack.
Oh, okay.
Had to take the Galway to Bermuda to find that out.
Well, sometimes it happens that way.
And a longtime friend of our very own Liz Black. Wow. They've known each other for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. So we're going to be connecting with Brother Jeff in the future. Most definitely.
Indubitably.
And I told JP this, Don, but when we were down in the hotel over at Fairmont Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were down there and hanging out in the restaurant. We closed the place down, by the way, at 12 o'clock.
Always close the place down.
Anyway, we were just fellowshipping with Pastor Chandler's brothers, families, you know, sons, daughters, and grandchildren. And I saw one of the pastors there on the island. He does a lot of promotions and brings a lot of gospel artists to the island. Okay. And that's Reverend Leroy Simmons. So I went over to his table and talked to him and his wife. Say, hey, how y'all doing? And he said, hey, Tony, how are you? I said, I'm good. I said, were you able to make the funeral today? Funeral services for Pastor Chandler. And he says, no. I had to deal with an artist that I brought on to the island this week. I said, who might that be? Guess who that was, Don Corey? Wes Morgan was in the house.
Oh, get out.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Been blowing up his music all this time. So I said, are you serious? So I've been working behind the scenes to try and get Wes Morgan on the program. And he's going to be on in the next week or so. Okay, Don?
Okay.
Fantastic album from Wes Morgan. And I told him it's a fantastic album. It's called Look At Me.
Yeah.
Y'all check Wes Morgan out at wesmorgan.com. That's WESSMORGAN.com. And we're going to put some music on from him as well. So it was a pleasure meeting him. Fantastic individual. Just an all around wonderful person. So looking forward to it. But we had a great time, didn't we, Sin?
Okay. Sure, I did.
It was nice. The weather was like 74 degrees down,
yeah.
Corey.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to stick my toe in the water, though. Too busy.
That's not warm enough for me.
Say what?
No, 70s.
Warm enough for me.
What are you saying, JP?
What, you mean getting in the water warm or just warm enough, period?
Warm enough, period.
Oh, you look
it was nice.
Give me the 80s.
Oh, you need the 80s? All right.
70's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to be in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we had a good time thus nonetheless, and definitely keep Sister Donna in prayer and the whole Chandler family.
Yes.
As Pastor Micah went on to be with the Lord on last Saturday.
Who did Leanne know? I wonder if she knows him.
He's been on the island for the past 6 years. I didn't know he was gone for that long, but he's been pastoring two churches on the island of Bermuda, one being Richard Allen AME Church, and then his last installation was over at Heard Chapel on the North Shore in Pembroke.
Yes.
For those of you tuning in from Bermuda, shout out to Jasmine Daniels.
They got lighthouses up there.
They have what?
Lighthouses.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That is the place to be, Don.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to go every other year with Leanne.
When's the last time you've been, brother?
Probably, it's been a while. Probably since like 2002 or something.
Oh, you need a refresher then.
Yeah.
And so does JP. You got to get to Horseshoe Bay, JP.
That's right. Need a real refresher.
But you got that baby coming up soon, man. You can't be traveling too much.
Ah, he going too.
Okay.
So we just waiting. He going too.
Wow. And also shout out to Reverend Maxine Thomas and the Sisters Keeping a Covenant this past Friday and Saturday. Fellowship with them out there in Somerset, New Jersey. And we had a high time in the Lord. About 450 women registered, Cynthia?
500 women registered.
500 women, wow. And about 100 plus.
And 119 young ladies.
Teenage girls. Okay, wonderful. We had a great time out there, man.
Good.
Spirit was high. We're going to do it again next year. So shout out to the Thomases who are now in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all the way out there now. So I'm looking forward to getting out there,
too. Where the airport is.
Somewhere out there, man.
I guess.
Yeah, for Cincinnati, that's where you go into.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So there's no direct flight getting into Kentucky?
No, the airport is on the Kentucky side. Well, airport into Ohio.
Well, I'm trying to get to Lexington, man. You mean I have to take a... I can't go straight into Lexington?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'm just saying that's the airport for Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you have to go through there to get to Cincinnati. Yeah. Okay.
You know, like New York, Newark?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And LaGuardia.
Yeah, but I mean, that's in New York. But,
okay,
you know,
I'm just teasing
Newark
you,
is one of those New York airports, too.
Just teasing you, brother. I knew what you meant.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see if you're awake or not, man.
I am.
You are?
I am that I am.
JP, man, you went to see Candy Dulfer on Monday night at BB King's. Well,
yes,
tell me all
I
about
did.
It, man. Sorry I couldn't make it, but how was it?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. She did a good show. And girl could sing a little something.
Yeah, she got some skills, man.
Yeah, she was singing with a...
Who did see her?
Candy Dulfer.
Candy Dulfer.
No, if you don't know Candy. All right, leave it
alone. You know what? Just put it on.
Hold on. All right, let me get some candy on for you.
Soul Sax.
This is from her new album, simply entitled Candy Store.
Okay.
Tell you what this is in a minute. Hold on. Let me just remind you of this, Don.
You may want to hold yourself.
You don't remember the song, Don Corey?
Yeah, I remember we played a couple weeks ago and I was doing emotion.
He looking like a deer.
Like a deer caught in the headlights.
Oh. I'm still trying to...
You still trying to wake
you
up.
You sleep all day.
I mean, I recognize this thing.
Well, she did the song Lily Was Here with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what she's pretty much most well known for. Did she do that song?
No, I kept on shouting it out.
Oh, okay.
But I was sitting right in the front. She's like, you know, it was all good.
It was all good.
It was
okay.
All good.
All right.
She
excellent.
Did a good show, and place was packed.
Okay.
Front seat.
Nice. Go ahead, man. And Marcus Miller. Marcus Miller's going to be there.
Marcus Miller's there on Friday.
Friday, okay.
Two shows, the 7:30 show and 10 p.m. show.
Okay. Well, I know all the musicians are going to be in the house on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be sick in there.
Especially all bass players.
Of course. Of course. I know Brian Wallace has his ticket.
Probably so.
But there is a $10 minimum at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get you.
What? They try to get me.
What'd you do, JP?
I didn't do nothing.
You do anything?
They better not do it. You know, you have a lot of people sitting at the table. They're trying to, they put all the bills together. I'm like, well, wait a minute.
I don't know him. I don't know her.
I don't know them.
I'm not with them.
My sister came in. My coworker came in. Another gentleman sitting at the table. So when I saw the bill, I'm like, I didn't eat all this. He said, oh, no, we put it all together. I said, well, why would you do that? Well, I just figured. I said, see, that's
no,
the problem.
No, you don't figure stuff like
that's
that.
That's the problem.
I don't play
you
that.
Figured either. Those calculations wrong. So go back and change it.
That's right. Itemize.
I don't care how you do it. Just
do
it.
That's what you had. Right. That's what you had.
Right. And this is all I had.
Yeah. Why would he figure that?
He said, well, you said you were waiting for it. I said, waiting for somebody
has nothing to do with
my bill.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what do you mean? I said, let me break it down into English. Change this bill because I'm not paying this. Because, you know, we put it all together, the gratuity is higher. Let me determine what their tip is based on your service.
Yes. 15%.
Here we go.
And if you want to go on.
I'm trying to restrain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to restrain.
They do try to get you like that. Places like that.
Yeah.
A lot of places.
Mm-hmm. 147 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazz Nation. WFDU 89.1.
I know Winnie's going. I know that's
FM.
Right.
Pay accordingly.
How you doing, Winnie? Thanks for tuning in, man. Girl. Appreciate you. And thanks to Sister Sherry and DJ Epic for tuning in from Los Angeles. I'm going to get back here on my email and see who else is tuning in from the tagged.com website. Thank you all so much
for
supporting.
Just like
it's blowing up. It's blowing like up, Don.
Every day I have like a whole list of tags.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brown Skin. Just hit me up. What's
hey,
up, boy?
Brown Skin, what's going on? Brown Skin 007 from San Antonio, Texas. Hey, you missed it, Don. His mom came on. Pastor Smith came on last week.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah. She sure enough did, man.
Yeah.
Brought the house down.
Oh, she.
The Mashunda came.
The Mashunda.
The Mashunda. Glory. Glory.
Hey, baby, I shot him.
The Mashunda.
Did you feel that, Don?
I felt it.
Don't get started. I'm so tempted in playing that cut, man.
Yeah, because the pow! Oh, God, it's coming in.
Did you feel it? Is it gone yet?
No.
It still hurts.
But you know what? The Bible says some were healed as they went. So perhaps he's, you know.
Yeah, but some couldn't get there either.
Some were healed instantly and some were healed as they went.
Where were they going to?
That's all right. That's what the Bible says.
I know so, what it said, but where were they going to?
Wherever they was going.
149 in the AM right here in Teaneck, New Jersey, y'all.
They went along.
Give us a call.
Let's go!
201-692-2012. It is Gospel Jazz Nations, and we are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. We're here each and every Tuesday night. Don, you're a mess, bro.
What?
Y'all going to talk about it just to call me a mess? The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Show enough for you. 201-692.
Get your prayer cloth.
2012 is our number. 201-692-2012. We're here each and every Tuesday night, 1:15 a.m. up until the 6 o'clock hour. Y'all spread the word about Gospel Jazzations, all right? Looking forward to hearing from you. Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com, and y'all can hit us up at our MySpace site, which is myspace.com/gospeljazzations, and you'll see all of our sites there. JP's there. Don Corey. City Girl Cynthia's in the house. Phyllis Yancey. What's going on, Phyllis? You got your
What's
ears
up,
on?
Yeah, I see Phyllis. You from back Arizona. From Chicago yet?
Is she on? Okay. All right. Phyllis is on. Good
is
to hear
on?
From you.
Yeah.
All right. She's online. And Leslie. Is Leslie Kennard from Florida on?
Online.
Hey.
What's up, Leslie?
Hey,
girl.
Leslie. How you doing?
Hey.
Send us some sunshine up there. All right. Who else is online there, man? See anybody else there? What about Miss Cece from Texarkana?
I don't see her.
All right.
I'm not sure if her computer's out of the shop, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
I tell you.
All right.
Technology's wonderful.
If it works. Exactly. All right there, y'all. We'll be right back. It's 1:51 in the AM. This is Gospel Jazz Stations. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host JP.
Right here.
Don Corey.
Right here.
And City Girl Cynthia's in the house.
Hey.
Oh, you're supposed to say right here, girl.
Listen.
All right. It's all good. Give us a call, y'all. 201-692-2012. Here is Wes Morgan, the song entitled Just Can't Get Enough, right here in Gospel Jazz Asians, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Let you know that I saved your lips. SMB, the promise, Judah King, come on!